Welcome to the Ins and Outs of Money, connecting you with community resources that help you keep your budget balanced and your finances flourishing. Last week, we talked about what it means to be unbanked and underbanked. Now, if you remember, we said that about 41% of households in Monroe County are either unbanked or underbanked, meaning that they either have no access to financial services or that they rely on alternative sources like check cashing services, payday loan providers, pawn shops, and rent-to-own outlets.
That's a big problem. It's very expensive to rely on alternative sources. It's not a safe way to keep your money, and it doesn't allow you to build your financial future.
So today we want to talk to you about some resources that can help you open a bank account for the first time or open a new account, even if you've had difficulties in the past.
Yes. Even if you've had a previous bad banking experience, doesn't mean you can't try again and start a successful banking relationship. So don't be discouraged. The Bank On program was started in San Francisco in 2006 to help the unbanked and underbanked get back on track with mainstream financial services that cost less and have more benefits than alternative services. Locally, Bank On Bloomington launched a year ago this month and is an initiative of the Financial Stability Alliance in partnership with United Way to help residents access mainstream financial services and education. The three components to Bank On Bloomington are simple: learn, save, build.
Okay, I like learning things, saving things, and building things. But what does it mean specifically when it comes to banking?
You can learn how to manage money better, save money and time by avoiding check cashing fees and waiting in lines, and build your financial future.
Well, when you put it that way, it sounds so easy.
Well, it is. It's really a simple process, and anyone without a bank account is eligible to open one just by visiting a participating Bank On Bloomington partner branch. Also, you don't have to be a Bloomington resident to open an account. You just need to have access to the participating branches.
How would one go about figuring out which banks and credit unions are partners?
They can go to bankonbloomington.org or dial 211 for more information.
Bank On Bloomington makes it easier for residents who have never had an account or who have had difficulties in the past to open a new account. Many of the barriers have been reduced or eliminated, such as minimum balance requirements, past unpaid overdraft charges, or a lack of a U.S. driver's license or state-issued identification. It's very important to know that having a bank account provides valuable services that you can use now as well as in the future. It's not just a piggy bank.
That's true. Bank accounts are safe and convenient. They keep your money protected from theft, fire, floods, other natural disasters, something that a piggy bank definitely cannot do. Even if something were to happen to your bank, the federal government will make sure that you get your money back.
Right. If the bank is FDIC insured, you're covered for up to $250,000 if something happens to it.
So there's really no reason not to open an account.
I agree, Ashley. It sounds like a win-win situation.
And as I said before, even though residents here in Bloomington can benefit from Bank On, it's actually a national initiative with over 100 successful programs throughout the U.S.
Yeah, an important component of Bank On Bloomington is the free and interactive financial education workshop, Get on the Path to Financial Success.
The class is offered twice a month at the Monroe County Public Library. Trained volunteers help participants learn how to manage a checking account, develop and maintain a budget, and identify and work towards financial goals. Of course, the first step is to open a bank account, but then you also have to know how to use and maintain that account.
Websites like mymoney.gov offer great tools, or you can dial 211 to connect to free community services, or visit the library, or go to money.mcpl.info for a ton of free and unbiased financial resources.
If you want to know more about Bank On Bloomington, visit bankonbloomington.org. In the meantime, I'm Ashley Hall of United Way.
And I'm Jason Evans Groth of the It's Your Money Project at the Monroe County Public Library. See you next week. Ins and Outs of Money has been brought to you by the Monroe County Public Library's It's Your Money Project and produced for Community Radio WFHB. Executive producer is Allison Bechtesh. It's Your Money is made possible by a grant from the FINRA Investor Education Foundation through Smart Investing at Your Library, a partnership with the American Library Association.